I'm telling you, God said, hey, if you get right here, man, here come the big one. Here it comes. If you win soul, you'll win somebody. Here comes the big one. Glory to God. He'll direct you. I can take you out there and I can tell you, can't we, Sammy? We can tell you exactly the best place to go where we fish at. Man, if you go to that spot right there, and every time we go out there, we go check it, do we not? Let me go check these spots. We know one be. We don't know why big fish be hanging in that little spot, but it be one of them a lot of time. I was telling the Lord, well, the Lord, it ain't really. I mean, I'm being nice, but when I'm going to catch my big fish? I'm letting these raffle catch these fish. I finally caught one, though. Glory to God. It'll be your turn. It's your turn. God said it's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. Why is your turn? Because you're about to do what we're talking about today. You're about to go tell somebody Jesus loves you and you need Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And here comes the big one. Glory to God. Here it comes. Glory to God. I'm about to close. In closing, make sure I didn't miss anything. Yes, I said that. Okay, 2 Chronicles 20:17. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Go out, and the Lord is with you. Go out, tell them Jesus loves them, and the Lord is with you. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. In closing, glory to God, I'm almost done now. God has spoken this to you. I haven't changed. His question to you is, why are you changing? Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed what? To and fro and carried about with what? Every wind of doctrine. Every problem that show up, it toss you around. As long as you have, I can go back up back there and hook up to a trailer. And I have a hitch on my truck, and I can hook to it and lock it down. As long as that thing is locked down, guess what? The trailer ain't coming off. Only way that trailer comes off, if the lock mechanism comes loose. I don't care how long it sits back there, the trailer will stay in the same place, hooked to my truck. As long as the locking mechanism holds it in place. I'm telling you, Jesus is the locking mechanism. And if you lock into him, he'll hold you in place. No matter what comes, you know, you also know when you hook to a trailer, that trailer has no choice but to follow the truck, the vehicle that's pulling it, wherever it goes. If it go backwards, guess what? The trailer got to go backwards. The truck goes forward, guess what's going to happen? Trailer got to go the same way. And I'm telling you, you got to get hooked up with God. And when he says go forward, glory to God, go forward. When he says go backwards, he said, glory to God, go backwards. Now, I ain't backing a trailer. How many know how to back a trailer? I know D, I know you better raise your hand. I know all my uncles, my dad, that's how I learned, watching my daddy. And surprisingly enough, well, I ain't gonna say, I don't guess I will not be surprised. Son, I'm gonna teach you how to, I already know how to do it, Daddy. What you talking about? I've been watching you. My son can do it. Jake can do it. And then bagging a trailer. Now, if you don't got it just right, it's gonna do what they call what? Anybody know the word? Come on now, it's gonna jackknife. If you go out and look on my F-150 out there, we was in a slick spot. This has been years ago. There's a little slit, rusted looking slit on the back right side of my trailer where I jackknifed, and that trailer poked, that trailer sitting back, my little trailer sitting back there, poked a hole inside of my truck, and it's still there. Why? Because I got turned the wrong way. But so that means you got to know how to guide. You know, you got to turn left for the trailer to go right. And you got to turn right for the trailer to go left. With a long trailer, you make big turns. With a short trailer, you make small turns. You just got to, these things that I just know, I used to drive yard jockey when I was at Coke. I can take a 53-foot trailer and put it anywhere you want. Why? Because I done it. I done it. I can do it in the big truck or the yard. They call it a yard dog, yard tractor. I know how to do it, but I'm telling you the same thing. You need to know how. He says a soul winner is wise. You need to know how to get them saved. Who knows how to get somebody saved? Come on, let me see hand. Let me see. Everybody? Somebody? Nobody? Everybody? I got to ask this question next. What you waiting on? You ever seen the show called Swamp People? And the guy that named Troy Landry? He said, shoot them! Shoot them! What you waiting on? Shoot them! You have to see the show, man. I like me some Troy, boy. Shoot him! What you waiting on? Shoot him! He trying to hold the gator and so they can shoot him. The alligator hunt, for those that wouldn't know what swamp people is. He has a hat that actually says, not shoot him, shoot him with a C-8. Shoot him! That's the way he say it from Louisiana, in case you hadn't figured out.